This is WLVR. It's time to Take 5 with Grover Silcox. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
cats. My eyes grew watery reading about famed composer Andrew Lloyd Webber's near breakdown after viewing the movie version of his eponymous musical, Cats. He hated it. Of course, my eyes tear up by the mere mention of those bewhiskered creatures. A Maine Coon hiding under a pleated chair on which I had been sitting triggered an asthma attack which put me in the hospital for a week. I was 28 years old at the time and, well, I've pretty much steered clear of cats ever since. As a matter of full disclosure, I did see the musical live on stage. By definition, a play requires the suspension of disbelief, but Cats pushes it to all new levels. The woman sitting next to me began crying when Grizabella, the one-time glamour cat, sang Memory. Call me a spoilsport, but I just couldn't buy it. I leaned toward her and said, "Cheer up. It's a person in a giant cat outfit." I thought that might bring her back to her senses, but instead she gave me a look and went on bawling her eyes out. I shrugged my shoulders just the way a real cat would if it saw me blowing a gasket. Cats, the actual creatures, seem generally unperturbed by our emotional states. They keep things to themselves. Good luck trying to figure out what's behind those vertical pupils. You'll never know until it's too late. It dawns on you that you haven't heard your hamster Spunky on his exercise wheel in quite a while. Oh, look, the door of his little cage has been jimmied open and no Spunky. Where did he go? How did that door get opened? You peer at the cat. He looks aloof while licking his paws. Dripping in guilt, he spread across your easy chair, passively enjoying your cluelessness. His silence screams, "Don't look at me, I didn't bring a rat into this house." Okay, maybe I'm too hard on our feline friends. Millions of people love cats, swear by them. I generally swear at them, especially if they're hiding under my upholstered chair. But even Andrew Lloyd Webber seems to have had a conversion. Evidently, the trauma unleashed by the movie version of his beloved musical turned him into a dog person. That's right, the composer exclaimed. It was the first time in my 70-odd years on this planet that I went out and bought a dog. A Havanese puppy pulled him from an emotional tailspin. T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats inspired Lloyd Webber to write Cats. Maybe he can recover as a form of therapy by reading John Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie or Stephen King's Cujo. I'm panting just imagining an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical called Dogs. Picture the pivotal scene when Spot, the former chowhound, sings the play's show-stopping ballad called Smells. Hey, the smell center in a dog's brain is 40% bigger than ours. You know, if a dog could sing, it'd be about smells. Smells and playing with his master. It might go something like this. Smells right, what a whiff from the pavement, with an awesome olfactory, with my sniffer alone by the street light. A leftover scent collects at my paws, and the wind begins to howl. Pet me, it's so easy to hug me, not alone with my memory, catching balls in the sun. If you pet me, you'll understand what happiness is. Toss the ball, now I'll run.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.